Not long ago, I received a packet of notes from fifth grade students at St. Simon's School here in Indianapolis. The class had been studying the Sacrament of Holy Orders. A candidate for the permanent diaconate and a seminarian from the parish talked about the diaconate and the life of a seminarian. The teacher said many of the students had never heard of a seminarian before. The students penned thank you notes to me for being their archbishop and for assigning Father Sims and Father Williams to their parish. Some had questions. I told them I would use this weekly message to answer them. Dear Archbishop, we are learning about holy orders. We learned that bishops get a ring, hat, and a staff. We hope you write back to us. Another student wrote, did you get a mitre, crozier, and a ring when you became a bishop? During the ceremony of ordination as a bishop, I did receive a mitre and crozier. The mitre is the name of the pointy hat a bishop wears. It was made for me by a priest friend. The crozier is like a shepherd's staff, because a bishop is to be a shepherd, after the example of Jesus, the good shepherd. My crozier was made of wood and was carved by the late Brother Lawrence, a Benedictine monk at St. Meinrad. The ring I received was a gift from my dad. My mom was deceased. He gave it to the bishop to put on my finger at the ordination. The ring symbolizes the church's desire that a bishop becomes united to the diocese like a husband, like Christ, who is the bridegroom of the church. Dear Archbishop, I hope you're having a great day. Also, you're doing a good job at being our bishop. I have two questions for you. How long did you study to be a bishop? Also, were you a seminarian before you were a bishop? I was ordained a priest in 1964. I was ordained a bishop in 1987. So I was a priest for 23 years before I became a bishop. Before being ordained a priest, I was a seminarian. The length of time as a seminarian depends on when a person begins to study for the priesthood. For example, the seminarian from St. Simon Parish, Adam Sullivan, began as a college student. Before being ordained, he will have studied 8 years, 4 as a college seminarian, and 4 at the graduate level of theology. A person who begins studies for the priesthood after 4 years of college will spend 6 years before ordination, a minimum of 2 years of studying philosophy, and then 4 years of graduate theology. Back in the old days, when I began to prepare for the priesthood, most seminarians began studies in high school, so I spent 12 years as a seminarian. Dear Archbishop Beeklein, I hope you're having a great time being Archbishop. I'm sure it must be a very hard job, probably a ton of work, too. While it is true that being archbishop is a ton of work, it is a blessed vocation in the church. God gives every one of us the grace, the help we need to do our part in carrying on the mission of Christ in the church and in our world. Everybody in the church is called to become holy and to help our neighbor. With God's help, we can do a lot to make a difference in our world. That includes you, my young friends. Dear Archbishop, at school we've learned about holy orders. I'm guessing that you've given holy orders to someone before. Another student wrote, I also wanted to know how it is like to give holy orders. After 19 years, I've ordained many priests in the Sacrament of Holy Orders. Conferring this sacrament is one of the greatest joys of my ministry as a bishop. However, I need to say that I would like to give the Sacrament of Holy Orders to a lot more priests. God calls young men to become seminarians, but these days it's not easy to hear his call. There are many distractions and not much encouragement. I hope you and your classmates pray about how God wants you to make a difference in our world. Dear Archbishop Daniel Beekline, right now my parents are getting divorced. Please pray for them with me. Dear young friend, I am praying for your parents and for you. Stay close to Jesus in your prayers. It won't make your problems go away, but it helps if we share our worries with him. You could also talk to your pastor. Because of holy orders, no one needs to be alone.